Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Idol premiere slays at Cannes. A trailer drops for The Color Purple. A Nick Jonas performance sends him to therapy. Plus, we hang out with Davido and Ava Luna. And a new K-pop girl group rules trending songs. It's Tuesday, May 23rd. I'm Tetris, and this is Billboard News. Let's jump into your top stories. Nick Jonas says his 2016 ACM performance with Kelsey Ballerini sent him to therapy. Let's get into it.
It was like a really traumatic moment that shaped the pressure I put on myself to be perfect and to always be on.
The Jonas Brothers stopped by the Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard podcast on Monday, where Nick talked about the moment his guitar solo went terribly wrong during Kelsey Ballerini's performance at the 2016 ACM Awards.
I started off, it's fine, and as I sort of walked towards her, I just went completely blank, and I hit a wrong note and blacked out basically and clocked that.
Oh my God.
It was wrong and I couldn't stop. To this day, and like hours of unpacking it, I can't really figure out exactly what happened.
The moment took place right in the middle of the Joe Bros break when Nick put out two solo projects and before the brothers reunited in 2019.
In retrospect, I can kind of like laugh about how big I thought it was, but it did travel more than I wish it would have.
And it did
cause me to go into therapy.
And now we update you on musicians that are also conquering TV and film. Halle Bailey shows us wearing Ariel's purple won't be the only time she hits the big screen in 2023. Plus The Weeknd, Jennie of Blackpink, Troye Sivan, and more premiere HBO's The Idol at Cannes, and we'll be chatting with the pop star.
You and me, us have one heart.
Warner Brothers has unveiled the trailer for the big screen musical adaptation of The Color Purple, and it stars Halle Bailey, and she's joined by superstars. With her, Fantasia, Ciara, Taraji P. Henson, and more. The musical is scheduled to hit theaters on Christmas Day. We've all been obsessed with the new show, The Idol, before its premiere on June 4th. But we're even more obsessed with the stars' red carpet look at Cannes. Jenny Slade giving preppy realness. The Weeknd gave classic Abel, while Lily Rose Depp dazzled. And Troye Sivan was a fashion king, per usual. We'll be chatting with Troye about the show. Make sure you stay tuned. Now let's get to our interview with Davido. He's an Afrobeat superstar, and he's even spreading the wealth. I'm on, I believe,
they know they see me. I'm on, I believe. You had the most first day streams of any African artist on Apple Music and Spotify.
Crazy.
What is it like to represent your home country like in such a successful way?
I mean, it was dope. We just made the album, you know, with no criteria. We just wanted to just go in the studio and make good music. Like, we didn't plan most of it, you know what I'm saying? We're just like natural vibes, you know, in the studio, not putting pressure. You know, even with picking the records, you know, normally I'd pick the whole album myself, or like, I'm very, very sensitive. So I picked 17 songs out of like 68.
How do you even go about picking the songs?
Like, so we kind of like made up this formula where I sent songs to like everybody, like even my friends. So I was like, okay, everybody vote. And it kind of worked out.
What was the one song that was kind of common throughout everybody's list?
Definitely like Unavailable.
It's cool too that you get to also work with other artists.
Definitely. Well, there's this girl I found her on the internet. She was doing like a cover to a song. And then I DM'd her, I'm like, yo, your voice is amazing.
Wow.
And she doesn't even believe like I'm the one talking to her, you feel me? She's so much.
And now she's on a record-breaking album with you.
Yeah.
That's
and I
so
signed
cool.
her too.
You can find the full interview at Billboard.com, but now let's jump into what you guys are talking about on Twitter. New K-pop girl group Baby Monster sends its pre-debut single to number one. Baby Monster may be new to the scene, but they're already making waves by sending their pre-debut single, Dream, to the top of Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart powered by Twitter. The YG-signed girl group debuted Dream exclusively on YouTube last week, and it's already racked up over 30 million global views. An official debut for Baby Monster is set for this fall, but details about the premiere are under wraps. NewJeans member Danielle debuted her version of Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid, and it bows at number 2. Her rendition is the Korean language companion to Halle's performance in the Disney live-action film, hitting theaters May 26. Elsewhere on the chart, Taeyong, Sha-La-La, the title track of the NCT member's mini-album of the same name, sits at number 3. While the Foo Fighters and Lana Del Rey round out the top 5. I've got my eye on you. Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart powered by Twitter tracks global music-related trends and conversations in real time across Twitter, viewable over the last 24 hours or past 7 days.
Hey, it's Brian Kelly. I'm super excited to speak at Billboard Live, Country in Conversation on June 7th, right here in Nashville. Make sure you get your tickets right now. It's gonna be a dang good time.
And lastly, we love Ava Luna here at Billboard, and we found out 5 things you might not know about the Latin star.
Hola, soy Ava Luna Montaner, y estas son 5 cosas que no sabías de mí. Número 1, bailo flamenco desde los 5 años. Número 2, soy sommelier. Número 3, la primera y única vez que me emborraché en mi vida fue la primera vez que conocí a Shawn Mendes y Camila Cabello, que era como un encuentro antes de que Camilo y Shawn grabaran la canción juntos y todo eso. Y bueno, digamos que fue una noche en Miami inolvidable para mí y para los zapatos de Shawn Mendes. Número 4, tengo como 40 tatuajes. Y número 5, soy muy fan del vallenato y de la música country, que es como, yo siento que no se lo esperarían tanto. Bueno, esas fueron 5 cosas que no sabían de mí. Chao.
That's it. Come back tomorrow to hang out with us and K-pop star Lauren. See you then.